We said that the last day of the holiday club was spent thinking about the true champion, in whom all other champions gain their virtues and qualities and skills and true nature. And that is Jesus, the true champion. Jesus is the yes to all God's promises. So every good thing that God has promised is yes because of Jesus. We've had loads of people that have tried to do things to lead people back to God, and it's worked for a time, but it's only Jesus that has come to really be the solution. I just read this scripture to you. We've done loads of planning, haven't we? And you always tease and joke, particularly Jeff's an even greater planner than I. But all our plans are to come together in one thing. In planning this, did I appear fickle, says Paul about his journey to Corinth. When I made my plans, do I make them from selfish motives, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? You know, the sort of people that would just please one person and say yes and no to someone else. Okay, did we do it in that sort of way? As surely as God speaks the truth, my promise to you was not a yes and a no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was preached among you by Silas and Timothy and myself, is not one who is yes and no. On the contrary, he is God's yes, for it is he who is the yes to all God's promises. This is why, through Jesus Christ, our Amen is said to the glory of God. Jesus of Nazareth, just about 3 minutes you need to listen. And I would like to think, because we're actually specifically going to the Bible on this, this is the most important thing in the whole of our presentation and service. So we've had the memory verse, and here is this. Jesus is the yes to all God's promises. Jesus is the true champion. He'll never let you down. All the qualities that we've spoken about in all these people, Gladys Aylward, Eric Liddell, Dikembe Mutombo, and Matty Stepanek, all their good qualities were ones that could be seen in Jesus. No human being is perfect. No human being has all the good qualities. But the one human being, the one God the Son, who has all the good qualities, particularly integrity, courage, and perseverance, is Jesus Christ. Other people will always at some point let you down, even though they're wonderful and great. During the Olympics, we've seen some amazing examples, haven't we, of hard work, the fruit of long years of training. What about all those poor people that trained for the Olympics and didn't get chosen? Were they losers or were they winners? All right, so I remember those that didn't compete but trained. We've seen courage, we've seen perseverance. When people lost and didn't get a medal. Yesterday, Team GB got a good number, didn't they? 6 of medals, and there were some outstanding performances. Jess is best, they cried. Okay? So some amazing performances, but all the qualities of true champions were seen a little bit in some of those Olympiads. But the true qualities are seen in Jesus. He has all the qualities, and he's still got them because he's not dead, he's alive. Okay? Jesus was full of integrity. What does integrity mean? All right? What does integrity mean? It means that Jesus kept speaking the truth. He spoke out against things that were wrong and injustice. He spoke out when the powerful exploited the weak, and he called people back into a living relationship with God. And there was total consistency. Jesus isn't like you and me. One day we get up and we're happy and kind, and maybe in the afternoon we're miserable and moany. Jesus was totally consistent. Doesn't mean he didn't have strong emotion. He did. But he was consistent in goodness and integrity. Was Jesus a winner or a loser? Some people think he was a loser because they think they snuffed him out. They think they killed him. But Jesus was a winner. Jesus wasn't given a laurel wreath or a medal. Jesus was given a crown of thorns to wear. It was placed on his head as human beings killed him and tried to silence him. Followers of Jesus, if you are a follower of Jesus, I much prefer that because in this country the word Christian has been totally debased. If you are a follower of Jesus, then we are to copy Jesus and to be true champions for God and for one another. Whether we're seen to win or to lose, whether we do a big job with big bucks or whether we are a servant, okay? Let me give you one example. Followers of Jesus, if they're to be full of integrity, need to keep their promises. And in Matthew chapter 5, when people are being spoken to about the vows they make, you know all the promises people make? And they often promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, in Matthew 5 it said you don't need to make promises like that. You don't swear by God or on somebody's grave or whatever. You just simply, when you say yes, it means yes. And when you say no, it means no. If you're to be a person of integrity, keep your promises. And if you make a mistake, you say sorry. If you decide to do something and change your mind, then you have the guts to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have been doing that. So to be a person of integrity, a real follower of Jesus, when you say yes and you promise to do it, it means yes. Literally, if you promise to bring food for the barbecue, you bring it. If you can't bring it, you phone up and say, really sorry, something's happened. One of the kids has just puked. I can't bring it, okay? If you say, no, I won't do that to your friends because they're trying to get you to do something wrong, go into that sweet shop and nick something. We say, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. So yes means yes and no means no. So if you're a follower of Jesus, be a person of integrity. We're all trying to do that, the grown-ups, the children. Okay. Jesus is not just a human hero, so he's not Superman. He's certainly better than Barbie any day. Okay. Jesus is not just a superhero. Jesus is actually not even just a man, a human being. Jesus is actually God with skin on, who came to show us what God is like. And in the race of life, he showed us how to live with integrity, courage, and perseverance. He didn't fail. He wasn't a loser, Jesus. He was a winner. He defeated evil. Death wasn't strong enough to hold him. How many people you know have risen from the dead? And I don't mean in the comic books. I mean in real life. And if you're weak, he can make you strong. If you tell lies, he can help you to stop telling lies. If you say spiteful things, Jesus can teach you to say kind things. And this relates to adults and children. We're all human. He gives us strength to speak the truth, to say when things are wrong in the world. And we need to hear that in Britain and many countries at the moment. When things are wrong, followers of Jesus, speak out. Every time we choose to follow Jesus and live like a true champion, it's like giving Jesus a medal. Every time we sing a song of praise, it's like saying, well done, Lord Jesus. We applaud you. We give you all the medals, all the crowns, all the joy. And Jesus says, all I want is your love. I just want you to follow me. He's the true champion. Be a true champion and keep learning. Adults, you don't know it all. Children, you know very little. We're all to keep learning. We can teach one another, the generations. So, Jesus, the true champion. I've made a very special request, and I'm going to ask for absolute silence, other than babies who can't help talking, and that's wonderful, and that's great, and whatever. But we're going to see a performance that we saw at the talent show. In my